Now, 5:01, Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting will come to order, June 10th, 2025, 5 p.m. Pacific City, virtually and in person, virtually via Teams. Microsoft, Kiwanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room. Rules of conduct. All cell phones, pagers, and other mobile communication devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. They will refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. They will also refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving unwelcome physical contact. You will be asked to leave the room to conduct side discussions. And finally, you will refrain from any speech of a political nature. Okay, roll call. Director Strotska, here. Director Price.
Here.
Director Dole.
Doyle is here.
Doyle, excuse me. Throw something at me. Director Anders.
Here.
I am Director Donahue, who keeps forgetting people's names. And I am the chair. Okay, minutes. Item 4, the May 13, 2025 business meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Actually, I think I saw something here. Well, I did not note it. Excuse me. Are there any?
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Sorry, yes.
So just so I understand everything, when you're not here and keeping us all in order, so can someone second make a motion and second a motion and then abstain from voting?
No, that's your duty.
Pardon?
That's your duty to vote.
If you are present, you're expected to vote. That's your duty.
Okay, so in the minutes, motion, Director Anderson seconded, but Director Anderson abstained.
Oh, that looks like a typo.
That's got to be a typo.
Yeah.
That's a typo?
Thanks
okay, then we've got a typo.
Picking that up, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've got Anderson.
You seconded the motion, but you were absent at that time.
At the previous meeting?
Pardon me?
Were you absent on the previous
meeting? This was on the meeting minutes. She was not present.
Yeah. And we were approving the April meeting.
Oh, and she was not here.
Okay. You could second it, but you would have to abstain if you didn't attend the meeting that's a minute. That's why it is. So it's right.
Okay.
So she can second even though she wasn't at the meeting.
Yes, because she's at the table.
And, okay.
But
okay.
She was not at the table in the subject meeting minutes.
Got it.
So she had to abstain from that.
Okay. Motion.
I will move that we approve the May 13th, 2025 business meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
I have a motion to approve the May 13th, 2025 business meeting minutes. Are there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item B, the May 20th budget meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to it? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that the May 20, 2025 budget meeting be approved as presented.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the May 20th, 2025 business meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, item 5, our financial report, accounts payable for May 15th and May 31st, 2025. Were there any questions?
I have questions. Scrolling. continuation of the repairs, payments made to Pacific for the generator repair went on.
I believe that was for the control panel. You may recall in a previous discussion that we had lost the alternator assembly.
And
it was only after that alternator assembly was replaced that we were able to find out that the main control board had also fried out.
So that's what's here?
That's the second part of that. And as I say, we don't know whether it was, whether the control panel was the casualty of the alternator or vice versa.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They didn't weigh in on that. They couldn't point any fingers one way or the other.
No, no.
Is that the one that's under correct equipment?
No, that's Pacific Power.
Okay. Okay.
But that's another question I had was,
there was a couple of those.
Yeah.
Just those correct equipment.
Yeah, before we get to those, though, hold that thought. Coastway Construction was $1,900, $1,030, $1,987. Mm-hmm. Is that in relation to the repairs that were made out here, Coastways?
No. I wish I could say yes, no. But we haven't been billed for those yet. This was some assistance they gave us with a customer's plugged sewer service line. This was, I believe, when they helped us with some of those economy blocks to create the other holding basin for our sand and gravel.
Yeah, we have 1% sand and gravel. So,
and then I believe the other one was when they hauled away some spoils. When we develop spoils, collect spoils through the course of our work, whether it's with the Vactor trailer or some other method, we dump those spoils into a spot in our yard over here at the wastewater treatment plant until we get a big enough pile, and then we contract with Coastway Construction to pick up and dispose of those spoils for us.
Now, are those spoils different than the stuff we take out to the field and dump?
It is. A lot of it's sand, dirt, rock.
It's not treated.
Sewage.
No, but there is also, because we dump our Vactor trailer there, there's stuff that we've Vactored out of various places. It could be a sewer leak for that matter, so it could be somewhat contaminated that way. But Coastway has the line on a place that accepts that type of stuff.
Some dairy farm out Lane Road.
I honestly don't know where they haul it, but we're glad to get rid of them one way or the other.
I'll make a quick note here. It's 5:09. We do have Jeb on our web now.
Hi, Jeb.
Hi, Jeb.
Luann, maybe you were going to mention this too. The correct equipment parts for mission at HC.
Horn Creek.
Okay.
And Mission Control is our remote terminal units. It's basically our radio telemetry systems.
So that's correct. Equipment is the vendor.
They are.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So I read that.
As a verb.
Yeah. Because there was a couple. There was.
Yes.
There was payments the 15th and the 31st. Okay. Pretty good size package.
I think that's really all I had. The dumb questions that I ask every month are the fees that were paid $6,000 to for financial
software.
Was it $6,000?
Yeah, it's that finance software.
That one's our annual, the $6,000.
Yeah.
We do pay them.
I ask that every
around
month.
Around $800, $900 a month, but the $6,000 is our annual subscription. They do our payroll, accounts payable, everything software related.
Okay. I think that's all I have.
Anyone else?
So on there, we made another payment for our electrical design people.
Parametrics. The engineers.
Is that about the last of that?
For the generator
it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and also on the emergency check, there were some bills paid on that. Are we about to the end of that also?
Well, I'm working with our fourth contractor to give us a quote for that job. All the engineering's done. Mm-hmm. We've cleared our development permit with the county.
For fencing.
So
for
part
fencing.
Of that mm-hmm. is the 005, the first one, the 5,095, that is specifically for the emergency shed. I don't know why it's written on all three of them. The second part is repairs made at the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh,
and
okay.
at well 6.
Yes.
Okay.
At the
yes.
spit wells.
Okay. Yes, and we were reimbursed through the South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Corps for the fence work at the 100K related to that project and the arrangement we had with that organization.
Perfect.
One last question. And maybe this is a question I ask every month. But is there anything on these expenses that wasn't budgeted for? Okay. I know we have the contingency portion of the budget. And
in the 7 years I've been here, we've never touched it.
Okay.
I don't expect to in the next 15, 30 days. We should be good.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to boil it down to simple strokes for me. Nothing unexpected.
All right.
Okay.
Hearing no, you have a comment?
No, I was going to make a motion.
Okay.
Oh. I'll move that we approve the accounts payable for May 15th and May 31st of 2025.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the accounts payable presented for May 15th and May 31st, 2025. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. For our fiscal year general ledger, are there any questions or comments? How close are we? Are we on budget or under budget? Got 1 month to go here.
I think we're on budget. Last I checked and looked, we seem to be on target.
Seems like we're making an unusual amount of interest on our...
That can always change.
The
interest rate is going down. At our highest, we were at 5.25. We are down to 4.05 right now.
Oh, my.
So.
Yeah, it looked like we were like over $100,000, a lot of money.
Yeah, we're making about $25,000 a month, I think.
Okay, that's good news.
That's LGIP.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments about the general ledger? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, our manager's report.
Thank you, Tom. Just an update on system development charges for the year. We're still at 5 for water, 4 for sewer. We are expecting a couple more of those to come in. Folks that are getting to that point in their developments and wanting to get ahead of the increase for that'll occur on July 1st. We know, having just gone through the budget meeting, that we generally anticipate 10 water and sewer. We hope that we can get closer to that goal before the end of the year, but just wanted to give an update about that. During our business meeting last month, I mentioned that I had a conflict with our normally scheduled July meeting. I proposed postponing that for 1 week until Tuesday, July 15th. I think everybody was receptive to that. Almost?
So I can't be there. I'm going to be on my way to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's the first meeting of the new fiscal year. It'll be the first meeting with a new board member, and we'll be gone and then meeting with a new board member. I'm feeling like I need to be at that meeting.
Okay. We can pick an alternate date, maybe after the meeting. Are you prepared to suggest an alternate at this time?
Well, I'm leaving on July 12th, and I'm getting back the end of the month. So I'm
so it's going to be before the 12th.
Anything before the 12th.
John's gone that
way. I'm gone till the 14th.
Okay, well, maybe it just won't work out then.
No. Let's see. Let me just double check that I'm right about that. And I apologize for that.
You're gone the 3rd. Maybe the, actually, I think you said you're gone the 2nd through the 4th.
Yeah.
No, the 7th. The 7th? I'm gone the 7th through the 4th. Actually, through, I'll be gone on the 14th too. I'll be back on the 15th.
We don't work the 3rd or 4th.
Could you meet on the 1st Tuesday?
So.
We can,
I know it's tight on agenda and stuff, but...
Well, we could possibly meet that first week. The problem is we don't... If the meeting is on the first day of the month...
You will not have any accurate financial documents.
You won't have accurate financials at that point. Would the 3rd work?
Whoa. You're not working the 3rd.
The 3rd of July.
Yeah. Why aren't I working? Oh, because of...
Because of the holiday.
Because of the holiday. Maybe I can make that up. It would be a heck of a push to do it the 1st or the 2nd, but we can do our best. I mean, as far as your end of it, do you think your side of things you could have done on the 2nd?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to cause problems for everybody else and stuff, but I just think it's really an important meeting for me to be at.
Yeah.
So.
I can have my stuff done. I don't know if we'll have Leonard's numbers.
Well, if Leonard gets his numbers by the 1st, if possible, if we made it a team effort, I think we could probably push this through. It would be aggressive. No doubt about it.
Leonard's numbers are just the
water production.
Well, that's not... Bifer.
That and if it's not there, you could send it out later.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Is everybody in agreement with that?
What day now?
That would be Wednesday the 2nd. Wednesday, July 2nd, which would be a 6 days before it would have normally been scheduled. I mean, when the first day is a Tuesday, that's always a push. The first day of the month. When you meet on the second day of the month, you know, so that's always a push. But we will make it happen.
It's Wednesday the 2nd.
Wednesday the 2nd.
Yeah, and if everything's not there, like you say, we can always send it out.
Does that work on your
mind? I'm sure Kathy will be available this
morning tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I can make that work.
Okay.
So it's going to be on July 2nd.
July 2nd.
And same time, same place. Would you help me to remember to let KCC know about the change in meeting date?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. I apologize for the inconvenience. Okay. Well, we've got that nailed down. Happy to report a drop in our unaccounted for water numbers last month.
Finally!
Big drop. And it may have even been bigger than that. But when you're estimating, because we did find quite a large water leak. It was up in the heights.
Can you explain that? Because I saw them digging at Upper Loop and Fisher.
Yep.
But it didn't look like anything... There wasn't water running all over anything.
Yeah, well,
still coming down Fisher Road, you know.
No, but this was quite a large leak, and it did not show itself. We found it with our leak detection equipment.
Oh, right.
So, and we knew it was a large leak. I was hopeful that it was going to be the primary cause of our higher than usual numbers the last several months, and I do believe it was. I only used half of what the staff guessed at. Anytime you have a water leak, you know, and you're trying to determine how much actually was leaking, it's an imperfect science, right? Many times it's just your best guess. And I only used half the water the staff guessed at, and our numbers still dropped from 21% to 13%.
Yeah, that's a big, huge drop.
Yeah.
So I felt like taking the whole amount and really blowing you away, but then we'll see what next month brings.
Yeah, there's always next month.
Kudos to the staff for finding it. This puts us back in the normal or typical unaccounted for water numbers for most water systems. And I'm hoping, as I say, I'm hopeful next month it'll go down further.
That's great.
So,
and the cost of that leak detection equipment has paid for itself.
It's paid for
many
itself.
Times over already.
And the staff are getting proficient at it. It takes, it amplifies things a great deal, but it takes quite an year to really pick it up and then to pinpoint the leak. They did a great job. So good job for them, and good for us and everybody. I think many of you noticed a large construction project down on the corner of Kiwanda Drive and Cape Kiwanda Drive. We had a critical failure of, certainly one of our pumps at the Kiwanda lift station. The discharge line on that pump failed, which we still had one pump, but very uncomfortable with that. So we mobilized quickly. We coordinated with the necessary contractors to help us get the work done. We replaced the discharge line on both pumps while we were in there, including new check valves, new gate valves, installed a vault to where we brought that stuff up out of the wet well and into a vault to where we could maintain that stuff more easily in the future. We did have to bypass completely the lift station for two full days. That required us to rent a pump and to plumb it in so that the wastewater would go through the pump and then pumped into our sewer main and completely bypass the lift station while the work was underway. And it was big enough that we did have to work with the Kiwanda Shores Homeowners Association allow us to close that south access to that subdivision for the full 2 days. And they were very helpful, very understanding, very cooperative. They reached out to all their homeowners and let them know that coming and going, they'd have to use the north access point for that. But it was a lot of moving pieces. It was a rather complex project, and we got it done successfully with no issues, no incidents. Great job on the staff. That was a real team effort. Everybody pulled together and got an unexpected but potentially very critical issue done and fixed, and done and fixed quickly.
Well, so. Speaking for the board, I think that congratulations are in order for a job well done. Mm-hmm. Please pass that on to your...
I will do that. Sometimes in this business, you don't call the shots. The system calls the shots. That's what happened.
John, when something like this happens, and it's like a crisis, does it wipe out the staff? Field staff completely, or do you still have people that are at Horn Creek testing and monitoring? And
we're still able to do the minimum we need to do, but these were days that anything extra was devoted to this project.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck. But we still kept, still did our normal monitoring, our normal rounds of the lift stations, of the reservoirs. Still did everything we had to at the wastewater treatment plant and the drinking water treatment plant. But we didn't get many of our preventative maintenance or work orders done that week. But we have since caught up, and you know, it just sometimes you just have to roll with the punches.
Would you say that issue was one of the largest crisis issues that district had? I haven't been here that long, so I don't know if that, since you've been here, if that's...
Well, it had the potential to be. You know, when you're down to only one good pump in a lift station and you have no redundancy, you worry about that. I wouldn't say it was the biggest or the most critical, but it was an emergency, and it could have got critical. If for whatever reason that other pump decided to conk out for some other reason, we would have been in trouble. That is probably our busiest lift station outside of airport. And a lot of sewage goes through that lift station. And we would have been around the clock having somebody to take our sludge truck and pump it out, dump it in the wastewater treatment plant, turn around and go pump it out, dump it, and that would have gone on around the clock. So we still had some contingencies, but...
Yeah, the only thing I can think of that was bigger was when the airport lift station
flooded.
Oh, yeah. And that was before my time.
That was before your time.
Yeah.
But it completely shut that down, and we had to live that way and for a long time. I can't remember how long. But that's why we have that lovely airport-approved building with orange and white.
Yeah, right.
But that was... just completely non-functional when it flooded, and had the electrical system, I think, had to be rebuilt.
Yeah, and the system is built now to where even the stairs to get into it are constructed as such that a flood will not permeate
right.
Into the inside of the lift station where all the control
yeah.
panels are. So I don't think that'll happen again unless the flood gets really high. yes, I had heard about that, and that was undoubtedly a much bigger issue.
Okay, so budget-wise, Rochelle, you mentioned that very seldom we ever dip into the contingency funds. This wouldn't even qualify to go into contingency funds for that crisis?
No, we had enough money.
Somewhere.
Well, I mean, we had already budgeted to do a project like this, not at Kiwanda at a different lift station, but we hadn't had time to plan it out. So we did have that money budgeted already, which was nice. And it didn't cost us nearly as much as we thought it was going to.
And one thing we did do is this year we budgeted
for
the pump we rented for this purpose. We budgeted to have a pump like this for this purpose.
You're going to buy one?
And we're going to buy one.
Good.
And it can be used for any number of emergencies. When anytime we need to bypass a lift station, now we have the pump to do it without having to scramble and find a rental in Portland and hope we can get it in time.
When you talk about purchase, is there any reason to look at used equipment versus new? What's the experience with, other than the pump has an engine on it and it gets hours on it, used, pump same thing, but is there any advantage to, or is it more economical to amortize it over time as an
Well, I can tell you
it's
hard to find, it's hard to find stuff like that for sale used, and especially the size you need. We would need a 4-inch, which is a pretty good size pump. We would need it to be mounted mobile.
Trainer.
I, from my experience, I'm a little leery about used stuff for critical, when you purchase it for critical purposes or emergencies. I feel better if we got it new and then we put it on a maintenance agreement with the manufacturer. And, you know, I guess that's the best way I can answer a question.
I feel like most of those kinds of pieces of equipment, whoever buys them uses them until they're worn out. They don't really sell. You know, there's not really a lot of that used on the market that's not pretty much
come from a rental yard, more than likely.
Probably a rental yard, which means you don't know how it's been treated. These are the types of things that a utility like us would have, but if they have it, they're using it or they're keeping it until it's done. I think buying something like this new is not only easier, I think it's a better move.
Yeah. One of the other difficulties we have is if it's over $25,000, it has to be board approved and we have to have three quotes. So we have to find three similar items. And by the time we find three similar items, we have a board meeting, it's already sold.
Yeah. And we'd have to find three different people selling the used pump we'd be interested in.
That was similar, yeah.
Yeah. So there are procurement rules that would make that difficult. Also, wanted to mention that we are planning to do some painting at the wastewater treatment plant. All our concrete basins and tanks are badly in need of painting. The old paint is in pretty rough shape, and it will be it'll be something that will really spruce up the appearance of the treatment plant, and also putting some concrete primer and stuff that'll help keep moisture out of the concrete, and should extend the life of the concrete walls of our digesters and our holding basins. So that's coming up.
Will that go out to bid, or is that under the 25?
That'll be under the 25. Okay. Yeah, we did get one quote. We're gonna get one more, just to see how they compare. But not because this job's gonna be more like $7,000 as opposed to the 25 that would require three bids and board approval.
Okay.
So. That's really all I've got for the manager's report, Tom.
Okay, thank you, John. Any further questions for John on the manager's report? Okay, we'll move on to unfinished business. Employee interviews for the authority manager review, and item 8 goes right along with it, a new HR consultant proposal, John.
Yeah, well, and in some ways, 7 is a placeholder. As I mentioned last month, we lost our HR consultant that we've had for the last 4 or 5 years, it means that we have to partner with somebody new for that purpose. This will delay my annual review because one of the key functions that our previous HR consultant did for us were the employee interviews related to my annual review process. That process has been delayed, as I'll get into with the item we've got under the new business. I believe that we found a good solution, a good alternative, and I can provide more information about that, Tom, if you want to move on to the new business.
Why don't we do that?
All right. So I did contact several HR firms to find a suitable replacement. They're all a little different. Some people are happy to provide HR consulting in terms of somebody to call if you have HR issues, but they don't always do the extracurricular activities like wage surveys or 360 interviews or things like that. So finding somebody that would be a one-stop shop for us was, you know, really one of the primary challenges. And I think we found a good alternative. It was really right in front of our nose the whole time. HR Answers, yeah, HR Answers is a firm that HR stuff is all they do. One of the things appealing about this particular company is they are, I don't want to use the term affiliated, but they partner with SDAO and certainly endorsed by SDAO for special districts like us. And I think that's a good first impression for when you're looking for a new HR consulting firm, that they are not only endorsed but partner with the very organization that we turn to for a lot of our guidance, which is the Special Districts Association of Oregon. And there's also additional advantages to that. They've got what they call their, I've got it here. The Advantage Plus program. That is a program that this company, if you are a special district like us, offers free of charge. So that particular program, the Advantage Plus program, is mainly for managers and board members to reach out with HR consulting questions, issues, needs, things of that nature. So already right out of the chute, myself and every board member has unlimited access to their services from a consulting standpoint anyway, and it's free. It's free for managers, it's free for directors, board members. So free is a good price. And they also offer, kind of what they call their employee hotline, but it's more officially called their employee support center. There's a monthly fee associated with that, plus an initial setup fee, but that gives the employees a method to call them, talk to an HR expert, and ask HR-related questions or bring up HR-related issues or concerns from an employee standpoint. And we feel that's important. Yes. You know, we've got to provide our employees with a method to call somebody with expertise in this field that is really a neutral party. You know, if they don't feel comfortable coming to me, or even coming to the board, we need to provide our employees with a method that they can report issues, discrimination, you know, retaliation, harassment, whatever they may be. And
if they just have a question,
or if they just have a question,
check out their perspective on something, right, and be told, no, that's perfectly normal, or. Yeah. That is a conversation we'd want to continue.
Right.
That is correct. There is a fee related to that. I think the fee is reasonable. To be honest with you, I don't think it's a service that will be used much, but it's still got to be available if it is needed. So, and I also wanted to mention that they have done many what they call 360 interviews. And 360 is a HR term, and it basically means that when you review somebody, you ask everybody around them what they think of the performance they're doing, and which is exactly what we're talking about here with the employee interviews. And, you know, there will be, you know, a fee for that. I haven't gotten the exact number, but I think it'll be around $2,800 a year to perform that service for us. I had recently, I've had discussions with them about the prospect of engaging with us and partnering with us for our HR needs. But I also talked to the person who would be performing that service for us, that employee service. Chatted with the gal for an hour, very sharp. She's done this many, many times. She knows exactly what they're doing. And I'm confident that they are a good choice for us to perform that service. I will say one of the first things they want to do, though, is they specifically asked to have an opportunity to speak with our chair of our board, just to be sure that the questions that they select align with what we feel is appropriate and what the board would like to drill down on. One thing that impressed me about them, they want to focus on our internal evaluation form for me in terms of a lot of the questions being supporting those topics and those categories. You know, we broke it down into teamwork and personal effectiveness and all this. But I did explain that currently the system is that the board scores me on those core competencies or those core work behaviors, and the employee interviews are mainly been treated as just another category. They're not a huge percentage of the authority manager's final score, but you know they contribute 20% or whatever it is, and they think that's a good blend as well. But they want to start with just chatting with you, Tom, and I'll set that up. But I haven't signed on with them yet because I wanted to present this to the board. And if there's no objection from the board, I would like to sign on with this company for our future HR needs.
So I just have questions. So for the pricing, the setup fee, I understand maintenance, I understand time spent. So what's the difference between, it's a, that we have the Advantage Plus program, which we get for free, mm-hmm. and then the Employee Support Center where employees can call, does that go under maintenance or does it go under time spent?
Well, I think it goes under maintenance unless the call leads to further action or further discussions or further activity.
If there was litigation or something that had to be done between employee and employer, turned into legal stuff, then it could be...
Yeah, if there was an investigation or something that they may participate in, if there was follow-up related to a possible complaint or something from a staff member... You know, if somebody just has a question, they'll answer the question without just for the monthly fee. I think that additional cost is if that employee contact leads to more time involved efforts from the HR company.
So, would there be some kind of a provision in the contract that would keep it from escalating out of control, for instance, every employee calling and wanting to talk forever and ever, and all of a sudden we're getting a bill for a whole bunch of money?
Well, I think the provision would be is if an employee called to, you know, just a question will get answered. Mm-hmm. But if an employee called to report a situation that needed follow-up, that follow-up would be done probably with Tom to begin with. and, you know, what transpires from there or what their involvement might be in any follow-up process, I think is when you fall into, okay, this is no longer just maintenance. This is, what's the term they use, Kathy?
Time spent.
Time spent. And my understanding is that's the distinction. I think and that was a little confusing to me at first, but I think they clarified that because they wanted to be sure it was clear that, you know, this is the maintenance fee is for the employees to ask questions or to possibly even report things, but that isn't going to cover anything that may follow as a result of a complaint or a report by an employee, depending on what it was and where that path led, if you follow me on that.
So how does this compare to the previous person we had doing HR?
Well, one thing that I will say about our previous person is it was all time and materials. If we didn't call, there was no monthly fee. And I will say that her efforts with our employee interview process were about $1,000 cheaper than this process is going to be. One, I do want to say, so this place is more expensive. That billing model that our previous person had is somewhat unusual from my experience. And one thing I will say is one of the additional benefits to this company is they're located in Tigard, Oregon. They are in Oregon. We aren't partnering with somebody from out of state to seek answers to questions that may be specific to Oregon labor law. And I do know that we have paid we paid extra in the past for somebody who didn't have the expertise about the Oregon labor laws and stuff to have to research it before they could advise us. So there should be a cost savings there. I feel better about having somebody who's headquartered in Oregon providing us as a special district in Oregon with our HR guidance, because you guys probably know labor laws can differ quite a bit state to state. And that is one advantage to this company, and that's a potential way for this to help to offset some of that additional cost.
So one more thing. Would it be possible to meet this person at our next meeting, you know, through Zoom or whatever you call it?
Team.
I can see about that. I had a conference call with the owner initially, and then I had a conference call with the gal that's going to be or that would do our 360. I'm sure I can arrange a meeting, and I'm happy to do that. You know, one reason I just didn't sign on with this is, you know, this is something I feel like the board needs input on, choosing an HR company. And so I can certainly arrange that. We'd be looking at, unless we had a special meeting, another month before we would have that contact. And all that really means is it'll postpone my review another month, which I don't care about. That's fine with me. But I do know we also want to fill this gap as soon as we can, because we want to provide these services for our employees as well.
So I don't have any problem with going ahead and hiring them. I just think it would be nice if the board could meet them, even if it's on the screen.
Yeah. I think, and I can't guarantee she'll be our go-to person for every time we call, but I think she's going to be our go-to person going forward for the 360 interviews. Okay. So happy to set that up. I'm sure they can meet with us. And, you know, we don't meet till 5. I'm sure they can make that work. Just to kind of a get to know the board type of
it wouldn't have to be very long.
Yeah. I'm sure we could work that out. Is that something, is it appropriate to squeeze that into a business meeting?
I am going to suggest something a little different, and we've worked with HR Answers before years ago, and it was wholly satisfactory. I think they're a great firm. I think it would be a smart thing for us to do to go with them. But I am not comfortable, because all of the board members put so much effort into designing those questions that we did before. I'm not comfortable with her just talking to Tom, no offense to Tom.
We all put a lot of effort into
that and had slightly different perspectives, and then she took our perspectives and boiled it into something that served the purpose satisfactory to everybody. And I'm going to suggest that you have, I won't be involved, but that you have a special meeting, possibly during business hours. Once we decide to go with them, I'm guessing you're going to find her perfectly available to come down for an hour and a half meeting on some Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And that would be a great chance for her to see each of you in person. Also see, okay, where's the workplace? Oh, okay, I got a physical on this now. You get a little more kind of ownership of the project, I think, when you're in the room with the people you're going to be working with.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
So that would be my strong suggestion. Then you each get an opportunity to express yourself. In your own words.
The question would be, I've not seen the questions.
So you could look at last year's form,
yep.
And Max could too. Look at last year's form, and not to say HR Answers would use the same thing, but
yeah.
Well, I think, you know, I would recommend people review the questions from last year. When meeting with this person, because there's probably some questions there that we feel are pretty good questions,
yeah.
And we'd like to keep in the mix.
You were talking about questions to the HR people?
No, it's a form
questions
that each of us fills out in individually evaluating John.
The questions they're talking about, I think, are the questions that are asked the employees.
Yes.
Yes.
And John.
And board members.
And those are
available. Those were created by Nanette, the other.
I'm guessing, so, Rochelle, could you get a copy of
it? I don't have a copy.
I can get you a copy.
The basic form.
I got it.
It'd just be nice.
It's just the blank form is all he needs.
Yeah, you know.
From last year.
But it does list all the specific questions that were asked of the staff in previous years.
Okay.
And I think that's a great place to start.
Not the answers.
Not the answers.
Just the questions.
Just the questions.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's a great place to start. I know she talked about aligning questions with my job description, with our strategic plan,
definitely,
with the current review form for me.
There are 6 competencies.
You know, so I know that usually when they set up a program like this from scratch, they like to design their questions to support expectations of me that are already known and in writing, whether it's a job description or what have you. But I also think there's some pretty quality questions that are already in place, and we probably don't have
we'll
to
see
completely.
Yeah. She may have a different way of going about the same thing.
Exactly.
We don't need to recreate the wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like to say that oftentimes these HR problems or crises that come up happen quickly. And so I would be the contact person, but I don't want to overemphasize my position or my part of this process. What I expect of each of the board members is to counsel me on your feelings about the situation as it arises, because these things happen quickly often, public meeting laws are very important in how we do that. So to get your opinion as a sounding board, I would contact you individually. If we need a special meeting, that'd be an executive meeting for employees, which is okay to call.
So I'm confused, Tom. Are you talking about a particular incident, if an incident arises?
Yes.
That we're dealing with? You're not talking about the evaluation process?
No, I'm talking about a specific incident. I wanted to assure the board that I'm going to be in communication with you because it affects everybody. But because it happens quickly, I'm going to have to bypass public meeting laws and talk to you individually. And get your opinions and, as a sounding board and to inform you of what's going on.
Well, and if it's a staff member, John is the authority manager in charge of that sort of thing, so you wouldn't be dealing with it. If it were about John, then the next, then
as,
you would.
It sounded like what they wanted to do was that they're working with the board and John and Leonard as management, and that they would contact me first. We're going to have to clear that so that we don't impugn on your authority.
Well, and I want to make sure I'm clear too. When they said they wanted to meet with the chair of the board to have an understanding or to formulate interview questions for the staff, I think they just normally gravitate to the chair of the board.
So I'm just
they're talking about his evaluation process. We're not talking about incidents. And we've got a whole system in place for dealing with incidents that we went through in the employee handbook and all that. So it's really not affecting any of those policies. What we're talking about is his evaluation process.
Yeah, but I do,
immediate thing.
Yeah, and I know that they would be happy to meet with the entire board, if that's our choice. And this would be for the goal of coming to a consensus on what the interview questions will be and what the method of the interview questions will take.
Yeah, and we did that with Nanette.
Yeah.
We did that exact same process with Nanette before we hired her.
And Max and Dan, the deal with our employee part of this process is that we found it extremely valuable to get feedback from employees, because by law, we can't go to an employee and ask them a question about, how are things going? You can't do that legally. That's his job. He's in charge of all employees. So the legalities of it are kind of funky. But this process allows some feedback to come back to the board, so we kind of see overall how things are going.
Yeah. You guys see me once a month. We talk and see each other sometimes more than that, but the staff sees me every day. And I think this is as Tom alludes to, this is a valuable tool for the staff to get additional feedback about my day-to-day job performance.
Yeah.
And because without it, all you guys would really know is what I bring to you once a month, right? And it's pretty hard to evaluate somebody in a GM position with that very limited exposure.
Yeah, it's been very helpful in the process.
Yeah.
So what's everybody think? Do you think we ought to just hire this group?
Yes.
One financial question. You threw out a number of $2,800. Is that just for the 360?
That's just for the 360.
360, and then we go to this schedule.
I think it's $129 a month. There's an initial $395, I think it said, setup fee. And then, depending on what happens from there, the other line item would potentially kick in.
Okay, and getting back to the budget questions again, the 360 interview is in the 25-26 budget.
Well, it's not called out individually, but it's in our operating budget.
Yeah. Operating budget, HR, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a consulting services line item.
Okay.
Did they offer us any special pricing because of SDAO?
Well, only the fact that we get the Advantage Plus program for free. I will say there are other perks too. They have free webinars that offer to the board members, HR related stuff offered to me. I saw a list of 6 or 7 different benefits.
I got a template for an employee handbook that's, yep. I want to say it's 150 pages long. So
yeah,
we can breeze through that, but they do have highlighted things. These are things you absolutely have to have in your handbook legally. You have to state these things, and these are other things that we think may apply to you if you want it. They will look over your handbook for free and let you know if you have something worded incorrectly.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, just those fringe benefit type of thing, and that's a good example. And it doesn't end there. But by partnering with them, we have access to resources that we haven't even talked about today. That are job description development and succession plan development and all these things.
I think that may be the last time we worked with them was on succession planning years ago.
Oh yeah, that could be.
I just can't recall the timing, but I think that's what it was.
I think we ought to contract with them. I mean, we can haggle that price, but I mean, I've been out of HR for a while now, and it's expensive.
Yeah,
so I
you
mean,
can't hire somebody.
This seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah. And you can't put somebody on staff for.
No, we can't have an HR person. No.
Michelle, can't you do HR?
Yeah.
I have too many hats right now.
So do we need a motion? Or is this something that falls within your administrative realm and you just do it, but you know that we support
you? Well, what I would say, if it wasn't for the 360 interview that is such a cornerstone or become a cornerstone for the board in terms of its value in performing my annual reviews, if it was just a number somebody could call to get advice, I'd say I'm comfortable making the decision, but based on it's more than that. I know I want the board approval. Whether the board feels like a motion is needed or not, I'll leave that up to the board. But I did feel as though I needed to come to the board for approval for this decision.
I'll make a motion.
I was going to say a motion would make it clean.
Yes,
anyway.
Sure.
I will move that PCJWSA contract with. Well, where'd they go?
HR answers.
Yes, I knew. HR answers for human resources advising and assistance.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Does that include? Is that the general enough, or should we also emphasize there's two programs?
Human resources. Yeah, I think that's enough.
Okay.
Personally.
Are there
because
any other?
We're going to ask them to do everything we do in human resources, basically.
Yeah, all of it.
Okay. Are there any other questions or discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
We'll raise my hand every time I vote this week. When we did it on the video during COVID, you couldn't necessarily hear people, so you wanted them to raise their hands.
Do we have any guest questions or comments?
I have a question before we adjourn.
Okay, that comes up next.
Okay.
So I hear none from our guests, so we'll go to number 10, Chair Director Comments. You have the floor.
The signing at the bank, I'm assuming that that's going to be everybody's going to have to re-sign.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the office until the end of this month.
Good till the end of this month?
Yeah. So I'm on this signature stuff, so I can sign if you need
to. Yes.
And then And then Max will be sworn in, and you guys will be sworn in again.
Yeah.
So they need assigned minutes of the new chair.
The oath of office, so he's officially...
Correct, okay. So it'd be August before we have to do that.
Yeah.
But yes, we will have to turn around and do it all over again.
Yes.
As of July 1st, I will no longer be authorized because I won't be a board member. But up until July 1st, until June 30th, I will be still authorized to sign.
Max won't be on until after we...
Yeah, so there'll be the month of July at least.
July.
Where there are just four of you.
Right.
Well, I would like to point out today is the birthday of the United States Army, and being a veteran, I'd just like to point that out as a comment. I'd also like to say, thank you to Ann. You and I have served on many committees over many years.
Certainly.
And I admire your intellect and your wisdom and comments that I've used as a sounding board over the years. And you always seem to have one common theme in whatever organization we're involved in, and that is the love you have for this place we live in, Pacific City. So I would like to personally thank you for all the work you're doing for not just PCJWSA, but now you're turning right around and going to work for the fire department as a member of the board. So your love of communities is still strong and moving on. So thank you for helping us.
Thank you very much. Warmly said and much appreciated.
Well, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, when I started, I didn't know very much about anything in regards to my role here on this board. And you were the person that consistently kept everyone on the board in line, made sure that we did things. Do we need to do this? No, we don't need to do that. Yes, you need to do that. Tom, you missed this.
Now what are we going to do?
And so we're in trouble. I learned so much.
You're
from
the vice chair. We're counting on you now.
But I learned so much from you.
Well,
and I really appreciate it because you came to every meeting totally informed and knew what you were doing, and I think the entire board would have had a lot of problems if we hadn't had you to keep us in line.
Thank you.
You're here.
So, it's a little like herding cats.
I had a good teacher who was Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. I am. And I second what Kathy says. I'd be lost without you.
Yeah.
It's not to say I'm not going to, ask you questions.
Yeah, I'll be around. I might even come to meeting.
Well, don't be surprised if I might call you sometime. But, kind of a sad day for me. You're been in this job for 4 years now, and I owe a great deal of the success I've had in this position to you, to Carolyn, to Michelle, you're going to be greatly missed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated from all of you.
And on that note, we got you a little something.
Oh, no. Like,
yes. And,
wait a minute. Is this legal to give her something?
Oh, yeah. I think it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it does?
This is from PCJ.
Okay.
Who has a camera here?
No, I don't. This is
Look at that.
Isn't that beautiful? That's gorgeous. You have a camera on your phone?
Nice. It is. It's just beautiful. Where did he come from?
I stuck the card in there. It came from a place in Cloverdale.
Curious.
Yeah,
that's Linda.
Together. And they're
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so
she's very talented, Linda is.
And?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And, don't go away. This is a token of our appreciation. The work you did on this board, and you know how selflessly you gave of yourself, not only for the benefit of PCJ, but for the whole community. I want to thank Tom because he was the catalyst of this, and I want you to know that this is just a heartfelt token of our appreciation. Me and Tom and the rest of the board.
Thank you very much. Well, before I open this, let me thank each of you, too, all of you, all the staff. And I will say that the progression since I've been on the board, which I think now is 15 years, there has been steady improvement, and that improvement accelerated when you arrived. And
thank you.
And the place is in great shape. The staff are well-trained and well-supported. This was something that I think, well, clearly it was not happening until you got here. You had different priorities, and your priorities and the progress the staff has made, it really changed the place for the better. And that's a long-term change. That's and so it makes it a place I think people want to work because they get the support that they need. And that helps with longevity of staff and that sort of thing. So without the staff and supporting them in the way you have, we would have very different outcomes. And we struggled with that for years. So I think everybody on the board at the time when you arrived was supportive of that motion. And I think we can all see the impact that it's had. So. And let me also just say one little thing, too, that all of this, I do love the community and support all of it and everything and have been very invested in it, but I have to say that part of the reason I do these things is because I have kind of a curiosity about this stuff. I want to know how things work. I don't want to run it. I don't want to tell anybody how to run it. I'm just curious about how does this get from here to there, and that's part of my interest in being on the fire board. How do these things work, and why do they work that way, and who makes the decisions, and what do they cost? And I don't go on social media, and so I'm the last person in the world who, if they want to know something, is going to ask 10,000 perfect strangers, with or without any expertise. I'd rather sit at a table and put in some effort and learn it from the people that do the work. So it's not completely, I mean, there's a little selfish interest there, too. but thank you very much.
You do a great job.
What do we have here?
Oh, boy.
More. Oh, my heavens. Look at that. Oh, this is gorgeous.
Well, fancy dancy.
Whee!
Thank you so much, everybody.
What you got there?
I have crystalware.
With the PCJ logo.
With the PCJ logo. It says, Ann Price, in grateful appreciation for your years of service to PCJ WSA and to the Pacific City community, 2025. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very much appreciated.
So. My wife would say, that's not a good picture.
Oh. So
let's see it again.
Let's see it again.
There we go.
Thank you.
What?
Very. Yes, and it's heavy. It's crystal. It's
nice.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you all.
Are there any other comments from the board?
Probably so.
Okay. It is 6:14. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.